What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Beast Mode podcast. My name is Erin Bees. I am a wife, a mom, a military veteran, and I spent 13 and a half years in multi-level marketing. I have since healed my way out of that, and I'm using all of my platforms to educate and raise awareness on the dangers of multi-level marketing companies, the tactics of the leaders, and hopefully preventing some people from joining an MLM and or helping people get out of their MLM. And I'm really excited today because I have a guest and we're going to call her Kay today. And I don't even know where to start. We are going to talk about the company Trenant, which I'm very excited about. I'm super passionate, especially lately, about some of these health and wellness MLM companies. And so before I kind of get ahead of myself, Kay, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about you.
So my name is Kay, and I really just want to start out with, I am a doctor of physical therapy, and I have been a doctor of physical therapy for 11 years. And within my journey, in 2011, I started having some significant gut issues. And that kind of started with what we think was stress related. And so I just wanted to kind of preface that and let you guys all know that it is highly important that throughout all of this, I am not giving medical advice. I am a doctor of physical therapy. I have studied nutrition since 2011 with my own gut issues, but everything I say here is directly my experience. I am not a nutritionist. I am not a dietitian, but I do and have had formal education in nutrition, and I can give nutrition advice to my patients. You guys are not my patients. I am not giving you medical advice. I highly, highly, highly recommend that you talk to professionals about anything that you have going on in your gut.
I'm excited about this already, just from that intro, by the way.
So I say that because as we get into this conversation, I said I wouldn't cry, but there's highly likely that there will be tears in all of this.
You are allowed to experience those emotions, your feelings, your emotions. They are all very, very valid. And I know that the listeners, I know you guys are going to get where she's coming from.
So you talk a lot about, I have notes and I'm already skipping ahead. You talk a lot about pain points. So I'm so sorry. We'll get back to it. You talk a lot about pain points. And so I really wanted to touch base with a lot of you people that listen and anybody that is struggling, you know, at some point in your life, or, you know, for a lot of us, we struggle in some way. And for me, I had these gut issues and I was missing work, and I love my job. I am super passionate about helping people. And I was a chronic pain therapist. And so what that means is, for me, I didn't work with athletes or people that, you know, just had a minor injury and then could just go back to sport. I worked with people that had pain for years and dealt with significant mental and physical trauma around their pain.
Oh, wow.
So for me, helping somebody that could even get a few hours of sleep at night was huge. But when it comes to gut issues, there's a significant amount of brain and gut connection. So we talk a lot about these pain points. And, or you do in your YouTube and podcasts. And it just hits home for me so much, because from 2011 to 2018, I went through a very large amount of testing with my doctors, GI doctors, endocrinologists, regular general practitioners. I had colonoscopies, endoscopies, gastric emptying tests, HydroScans. They tested me for everything. And mostly everything came back normal.
Oh, wow.
So for people out there that are looking for an answer, this rep came to me and said, I have your answer, right? You see it online all the time. This will fix you. This is the answer. You want weight loss? You want your gut to be fixed? I have this magic pill. See, look at them trying to show you.
Absolutely.
And they tell you, this is it. This is your miracle cure. Well, let me tell you what, after 7 years of being miserable, I fell for that trap, hook, line, and sinker. And I was like, oh, right. Can this help me? It's going to help everybody.
Right.
Now.
Yeah. Because obviously if you find something that works for you, you want to advocate for people that are experiencing the same things. I feel like that is human nature. And especially for you being in the medical field, you are an advocate for your patients. So as you learn new things or you find things that might help, of course you're going to share that with them.
And I thought, well, heck yeah, let's do this. Let's do it. So the very first, so our physical therapy clinic is in a small area, and it's where people can, other Trinaunt reps are in the area. And so someone came to my office and said, I really think you should try this, but you should come to a meeting and let us explain to you exactly how it works.
Question. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. Question really quickly. Was this person familiar with your GI struggles?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And so she said, come. And she was already an associate at Trinaunt. And so much to say. So she invited us to a what they called a belly to belly at the time. Because at this time, social media wasn't really a big, they didn't use social media. They weren't a big social media pushing company. They wanted everything to be live. You know, they still wanted us to be doing them at our homes, selling this product at our home and bringing people.
You said
and
this
I
was,
knew nothing. I just,
was this around 2011 as well?
No, this was 2018, the end of 2018.
So even though the big social media boom in 2015, 2016 for these companies, they were not yet using that.
No. And even though,
interesting.
So I won't jump into that yet. So yes, they weren't. They at this point, I knew nothing. I had no idea what a multi-level marketing company was, what network marketing is. So to step back, my husband and I started our physical therapy clinic with no business experience whatsoever. I don't recommend that. Just pointing that out real quick. Get some education, maybe a little bit. So we started that, and so we had no idea about this. And really, I thought they were just going to educate me on the enzymes and what I was taking when she invited us to this meeting.
Specifically, their digestive enzymes is what you're referring to?
Correct. And at that point, they were called life enzymes. I now realize they changed the name to Enrich, I think, when I went to their website since our discussion.
Yep.
And so they used to be called life enzymes. And so when she invited me, I thought that's what the discussion was going to be. However, when we got there, there was about 15 or 20 people there. And some of them I knew, and most of them I didn't. And the next thing I knew, this lady got up and she was really, really excited. And I thought, wow, this is interesting.
Yeah.
And she jumped right into, oh, this is super exciting. And hey, you tell your story about how these enzymes helped you. And all of a sudden, all these people started talking about how these enzymes helped them. And I thought, oh, okay. So they're just going to tell us how these enzymes help. Okay. I see how, okay, this is great. And all these people, 5, 6 people. Wow. This product is really helping them. Okay, great. Maybe I should try it. Okay. This is great. And then I know you're going to be shocked, Erin. It's going to be a shocker for you. The pudding demonstration.
Oh my God. Wow. The pudding. You know, I'm a fan of that.
I know you are. I know. I knew it was going to be a shocker for you. Wait, I'm not done. You're just going to be so excited. So the pudding demonstration. So they did this and I thought, but I already have that problem. I mean, that was my initial thought to myself was, but wait a second. So
I need to go the other direction.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I'm already there. So, but in all of my research, you have to understand too, I have been researching the microbiome. Like, I understand that amylase is in my mouth. Yes. I don't need more amylase. It's already breaking down what I needed to break down in my mouth.
I love that we're speaking science. Like, I'll speak science with you all day long. I love it.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's why I sent you the, some of the, and that's just, I only sent you three articles. I mean, I have hundreds, because the science also has changed from 2011 through 2018 to now 2022. They are finding that we have hundreds of thousands of bacteria in our small intestine compared to 2000.
And by the way, for those of you that are listening, I'm going to put these links in the show notes. So for those of you that are struggling with any kind of GI issues that are trying to research on your own, you can find the links to these articles that she is sharing with us in the show notes so that you can check that out for yourself. So thank you for sending those too, by the way. That's going to be really helpful to a lot of people.
Yeah. And there's a lot more. So if, you know, you, Aaron, if you want more, you just please let me know. I have them all, what's the word, bookmarked. And so I can definitely get those for you, because I look back at them because I can't remember everything all the time. So I will get those for you.
Thank you.
So I questioned that originally because they don't go over what was in these enzymes. And that to me is important as a scientist, is I like the breakdown of everything.
Yep.
And they just kept saying, it's plant-based. It's plant-based. So it's really good for you. It's super good for you. And of course, I'm not against anything that comes from the earth or anything that's natural, organic, whatever. I'm all okay with anything. However, we are all individuals and our body is all individual, and not everybody needs the same thing.
Exactly.
So I don't necessarily agree that they should be telling me what I needed. However, I have to disclose, I was desperate for a solution. Yeah. I wanted to go back to work full time. I wanted to not cancel on my patients. I wanted to wake up in the morning with no nausea, no diarrhea, no vomiting. I wanted to be back to a normal. I was a triathlete in 2011. I was what I considered healthy and vibrant and normal person for me.
Yeah.
And I was desperate to find that again. So I ignored my inner
scientist.
Yes.
Researcher, if you will.
Yes. The smart side of my brain that said, you know, maybe you should do some research on the, what they actually say is in it. But then if you really look down at the artificial flavors and the artificial this and the other things that are in, maybe you should consider, which I didn't. I just said, oh, look at all of these positive testimonies.
Yep. I'm actually looking at the ingredients as we speak. I was curious about
them down.
Yeah. I was curious about the price, because one thing I've seen about this company is that they will mention multiple bottles in a month, typically for results that are what appear to be, in my opinion, exaggerated. And so this is $50 for 30 servings, three capsules, and you're supposed to take them 1 to 2 capsules with smaller meals or 3 capsules with larger meals. And what I'm seeing, I know you have them written down, zinc, copper, manganese. There's a proprietary enzyme blend, a prebiotic and food blend, and a probiotic blend. So I'm sure you have some things to say about those.
I sure do. let's talk about the $50 first.
Okay.
So with the $50, let me explain to you that at this meeting, she explained to me that you would buy a $50, but if you're an associate, it's only $45.
That's so $5 discount. Ooh wee.
Right. Well, plus I would have to start out with 3 pills at every meal. So that's 9 pills a day.
Oh, so you're using 3 times the amount of product.
There's only 30 pills in a bottle.
Yikes.
Are you? I'm sorry. What now? So right away, I thought to myself, what kind of money do you think I'm making here? And you're talking about like 3 bottles a week almost. I mean, instead, I thought, and so my husband's sitting there doing the math, like, no way. This is impossible for someone on a normal budget to buy this amount of product in a month to be able to actually get what you're supposed to be getting out of these. So right away, my husband and I were slightly skeptical. I'm going to be honest about that.
Of course.
When we sat down, but again, desperate, remember the word, I was desperate and I was pushing my husband like, we have to at least try.
Let me try it.
So $50, $45 if you're an associate. Okay, to the enzymes. So I will give them that not everybody, but certain people at certain ages in our lives, we do become deficient in zinc, copper, and magnesium, not manganese always. That these also need to be tested though. You shouldn't just randomly take a supplement if you do not know that you're deficient.
So have the blood work done, go to your doctor, get the labs done.
Always, before you take any supplement, I do not agree with just take it. Okay, so the probiotic and prebiotic. Now I put in the one of the links that I sent to you because the probiotic and prebiotic, the prebiotic number one, if you're going to take a prebiotic, you should take a live culture. There is research on that. I know that they're really expensive, but the new research that came out in 2021, there is literally no evidence, zero evidence that shows that a prebiotic or a probiotic does actually do anything for our gut microbiome.
Oh my
God. No matter how
long
you take it. If you take it right after a long period of antibiotics, it can help a slight amount in getting your microbiome back on track. However, it's nothing. You can get a prebiotic and probiotic from your doctor, can show you where to get a really good one. Again, they can be very expensive. Because you need to get a live culture to actually get your microbiome to do what it needs to do. But there is no evidence. And again, I gave that link to you to show the science by the National Institute of Health that shows that there is no evidence in hundreds of thousands of tests across the world, not just in the US, but across the world. And they even showed that in people that do elimination diets, take out foods that are inflammatory, that they're not sure how much we can change the microbiome. They don't know for sure. You have to understand that the microbiome is a new test, just like the brain. We don't know everything there is to know about it. Mm-hmm. So again, and I know you say this all the time, but do not trust some random person that has zero education that's telling you, I can cure you.
Yeah.
I can give you this pill and you should take it. And by golly, you're going to be healed.
You're going to feel much better.
So much. I have to tell you something. So I did this, right? I did this. But I have small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And if anybody knows what that is, it's called SIBO, SIBO, depending on where you're from. Small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And if anybody out there is listening to this and you have gut issues and you've gone through all the tests and everybody comes back to you and says, you're totally fine, it's a breath test. You do it at home. It's 30 minutes, 45 minutes, you send it to FedEx, they test you and they say whether you have it or not. There's 2 types, hydrogen, methane, hydrogen. I won't get into it. Anyways, this made me worse.
Oh, whoa.
Because I had so much bad bacteria that these the protease,
yep.
The protease 1 and 2, the peptide, serapeptides, these enzyme blends made my bacteria triple.
Oh my God.
In 2 months. So I went from vomiting every morning, which was very normal for me. I'm sorry. This could be a little.
That is allowed here. That is allowed here. Okay. That's fine.
This is going to get a little gross. So I went from vomiting every morning with what I would consider normal diarrhea, okay, normal diarrhea, to water diarrhea, folks. It went from, oh my goodness, you go now, or you dirty your pants, okay? Yeah. And I went from, with my husband being like, what in the heck is happening, to went back to the breath test, and she said, how did you triple your bacteria? God. What in the heck did you do? And it was because of these enzymes.
Oh my God. That makes my stomach hurt just thinking about all of this and the pain you experienced before and after.
Yeah. Oh. It was horrible. It was horrible. And I think I sent to you, you know, I had to do an elimination diet that was so incredibly, I mean, it was wonderful. I have to be honest, because it was the first time my gut got a chance to heal itself in a way that it was able to.
Yeah.
And we don't need to talk about that, but you guys, I cannot tell you enough times that if you don't know what's wrong with you, do not do what I did, and do not feel desperate and listen to these people that have no idea.
An MLM product is never going to be the solution, in my opinion.
Never. In my opinion either.
Yeah.
And I know some people say, I can eat cheese now, right? That's a huge one for these products, for these people, because I didn't get to tell you, I also, before all this, like during the time I was taking it, thinking it's going to heal me, it just takes time. That's what they kept saying. It just takes time.
Just keep taking it.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I went to a Super Saturday is what they call it. And this is where I met one of their naturopaths that sell this product to their patients. And I thought to myself, okay, so it does just take time to, you know, for the product to work. And I listened to her. And of course, she did the pudding again at the Super Saturday in front of hundreds of people, and to tell them, you know, it breaks everything down, because everyone believes that you need everything to break down in your body.
Yeah.
But we have all of these things that are in these pills. Our body makes them.
Yeah.
Our body naturally makes it.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a problem, you have to find what that is first.
Yeah.
Before you start taking random things.
It's so, I think the scary part about some of these health and wellness MLMs is how easily people's homeostasis can be thrown out of complete whack, whether we're talking about like hormones, or right now we're talking about enzymes. You know, homeostasis within the body is a very delicate thing. And especially women and hormones and all of these like different things that impact us, especially as we're getting older, it's really scary to think that some women are taking some of these MLM products. Again, this is just based on my opinion, that could potentially throw things even more out of whack, just like exactly what you are sharing here today.
Yes. Well, and they say so many diseases are caused by inflammation. Gut inflammation is associated with a vast range of conditions. So they don't even know yet. When I was going to the GI doctor, he kept saying, you know, your gut is your second brain.
Mm-hmm.
You do understand that your gut is your second brain.
Yeah.
So, you know, he kept saying like, it's in your head. It's in your head, but it's not in my head. It's in my gut. There's something wrong with my gut, doc. And he said, no, I'm not saying it's like a mental, you know, that you're making it up. He said that there's some sort of connection there, whether it be hormonal, whether it be, you know, there's something wrong, you know, and now they're finding that people, one third of the population can't absorb, back to my notes, can't absorb fructose. We have fructose malabsorption. Wow. At one third of the population. And we don't even know that. That's a lot of people. And most people don't even know that they have it. And so there's this misconception of, oh, you know, I just have a stomach ache after I eat. No, that's not normal. You shouldn't have a stomach ache after you eat.
Yeah.
But that's, it's not okay for an MLM to say, oh, you have a stomach ache after you eat, take this pill, it'll all go away. It's fine.
Yeah.
No, MLM. No.
Yeah.
That's exactly. For a doctor to say. A doctor should say, hey, by the way, that's not normal. And what you need to do is X, Y, or Z.
Yeah.
Let's take a test. That's what science is for. And I understand that not all science is 100% at this moment. I get that there's still a whole lot our body does. It's a well-fine-oiled machine. And I get that. It is a beautiful thing. Our body is quite amazing. And it changes frequently. Yeah. Like you said, as we're, you know, I'm 42 and I'm going through some changes right now. And I get that. My body is doing some stuff. But that's okay. That's what bodies do. We change, right. You know, we fluff off skin like crazy, right? I mean, we get new cells all the time. Look right. At the fasting information they've come out with that they had no idea what fasting was doing, changing cells in 72. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
But the science is coming out and we need to listen to that science. That's what the tests are for. And these MLMs that are like, oh, it's doctor approved. Oh, you know, these probiotics that they're making up, they haven't gone through the FDA. They're not doctor approved. These enzymes. Yeah. I always mess up this word. Lactobacillus and lactobacillus, the ones that break down,
milk,
dairy.
Yep.
You can get them everywhere.
Yeah.
You don't. Yeah. Okay. So they're approved, but they don't have to be within this MLM product. You can literally, if that's the only one you need,
yeah,
just get that one. You don't have to combine it with everything else, which could be, like you said, messing up another hormone.
Yeah.
I mean, or another enzyme in your gut that
right.
You don't need that.
I think just from my experience working in the hospital, I used to be a lab tech. And so we saw a lot of C. diff. I know you're very familiar with yeah. C. diff. And for those of you that are not, that is a natural bacteria that we carry in our gut. But sometimes when things like, and I'm not saying that taking this product could cause you to get C. diff. That's not what I'm saying at all. However, when there is an imbalance in your gut, and just like Kay has been saying, it allows other bacteria to be over, like just they literally take over everything else. And it causes really, really bad and very, very infectious infections. You know, they're very, very contagious to the point where at the hospital, if somebody's got C. diff, they're wiping off the bottoms of the chairs and there's a lot of precautions. Anybody in the medical field that's listening to this is like, oh my God, yes. And I'm sure that everybody here listening has C. diff experiences, stories, those types of things. And so I don't know, it immediately makes me think of stuff like that, where there's an overgrowth of bacteria that throws things out of whack and you get, and I'm not kidding you, for those of you that are not in the medical field, we're talking about poop a whole lot. Like we're talking explosive diarrhea. From an overgrowth of bacteria in the gut.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that is infection, like other, you know, other people can get that. Spread that contagious. Rampant through, yes, contagious. Thank you. Through a hospital so fast.
So fast.
And so if somebody is giving you something that is causing that you can give that to your spouse, to your children, and it can run through a household, through a family, to other households. And people don't even realize what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's
and again, we're not saying that taking this product could cause that. It's just, it to me, it was like, oh my God, I remember this from the hospital, even though that was a very long time ago, how contagious it is. And it all, it comes from an overgrowth of bacteria that we naturally carry in our gut, you know? And so anyways, so you
just got, like SIBO.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
SIBO is, you know, natural. It's my normal bacteria. It just, the bad one outgrew the good.
Yeah.
And there it was. It just was what it is, what it is. It wasn't, I didn't necessarily do anything wrong. It was excess stress and really the wrong foods.
Yeah.
My body didn't like
the right environment for that bacteria to grow. So you have triple the amount of the bad bacteria and your doctor is like, what the hell is going on? What happened next?
So they immediately was like, what have you changed?
Right.
So we had to break down right away. What changes had I made? And fortunately, I am, again, a scientist. So I look at all of the variables and I don't change a lot of things because if you change too many variables at once, you don't know what made the change. So this was the only thing I had changed. I hadn't changed my diet, exercise, anything like that. I had only added this to my diet. And were so once you, taking it away.
Yeah. Were you taking the three capsules with every meal or were you doing one? Oh, you were doing three capsules. So you were taking 9 capsules in a day. So you were typically spending, I mean, you joined as an associate. Did you join as an associate?
Yeah, I did. Because I wanted that discount.
Well, yeah. So you saved $5, but how many bottles of this product were you going through in a month? She hung her head in shame. Oh, we love you, Kay. Don't do that. A lot. You were going through a lot. You don't have to share this if you're not comfortable.
You should do the math. You should definitely do the math. So the first month I went through 6 bottles.
Okay.
The second month is when she took the breathing test and was like, no. And I had only gone through 3 bottles, but I had 8 bottles. I mean, I'd bought 8 bottles. I bought a pack. Now let me tell you that if you buy a pack of 3 at that point, I noticed they don't have this anymore. But if you buy a pack of 3, you got a discount.
Yeah, buying more product, but we're going to give you $10 off.
Yeah. Right. It was like that. Yeah. So it wasn't like I got, 3 bottles for $50. No. But yes, I did get a discount by buying a pack of 3, but it was, like you said, it was nothing. But again, I thought, oh, if this is going to cure me, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And
6 bottles at $45 at the associate price, did she earn 50% or is 50% just off like what an associate sees in their personal? Huh?
Oh no, she did.
She got 50% of that order every time you ordered. Wow. So she was very, she was probably pretty happy. Like, oh, look at her. Like,
oh, she was really happy because she also then signed up to do a belly to belly at my office.
Oh, okay.
And wanted me to recruit, you know, the whole buy Eric Worre's GoPro book.
Oh my God.
And make your list of 100 people.
Oh God.
Of 100 of my patients that I think could benefit from this.
I was just going to ask you who was going to be attending this. Do you have other people that work there? I mean, I would assume that you have like, you know, a secretary or something along those lines.
Yeah, we have employees and things, but I'm going to be honest. I wasn't looking at this like that. I just wanted my gut health to feel better.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I wasn't looking at this as a business opportunity. I mean, again, I had no idea what an MLM was. I was looking at, are these enzymes going to make me be able to treat more patients? That was my goal. So when she sat us down at the end, so they do the presentation with the pudding and get you kind of sold on the product. And then they open up to the financial portion and say, oh, but look, and that's when all of a sudden the tears came out and you need 3 people and you need this and this and this and GoPro and Eric Worre and who the heck is that? I have no idea. And then get the 100 people. And I was like, 100 people? I don't even know 100 people. What are you talking about? And so she's like, oh, that's easy. We're just going to make you a list and you're going to put it on your front desk and you're going to tell people that you have this amazing product that everybody needs to know about.
Oh my God.
And she did. She made a thing to put on a clipboard and put it on my front desk. And I think 3 people signed up for it in the 2 weeks that she had it there. You have to understand it's a very small town, but, and I was not promoting it. I had no idea what I was doing. They didn't explain anything to me. I was sick, you guys. Let's, you know, get it going. I was not that person. I wasn't myself. I was really sick. So to be able to do what she was thinking I was going to be able to do was not what was happening. So, 3 people showed up, but then she said, well, you need to invite your friends and family. Well, I don't live near my family. So that was definitely not going to happen. And then I did invite my best friend and she's like, well, I'm not buying any of this stuff. She knew way more about it than I did, but she was
like, all right, bestie, come through, bestie.
She's like, you're being so weird. I said, I just need help. And she totally supported me in the fact that she showed up. I didn't even show up. I was so sick that day. I did not show up to my own quote unquote business launch. If that should have told me at all, you guys. But she showed up and they did the pudding. They did all of the things like they did in my meeting and not a single, she said, I'll close everybody at this meeting. I'll close everybody. You'll have your first 3 tiers. Oh yeah. Everybody. No worries. Everybody will close. She didn't close a single person. Nothing happened. Nothing moved on. But then she told me I needed to buy 3 bundles. Thank you. Yes. And because she wanted me to buy a bundle of the CBD fluid, right? Because they're the only ones.
They're the only ones that have CBD that dissolves in water to be absorbed. Okay.
Right. Yeah, I know. And so she wanted me to buy a bundle of that, a bundle of the CBD, because we're a physical therapist office. So she was like, this is all for everyone's pain. You can do pain because I do chronic pain. And she was on me about that. Oh, this will cure everyone's pain. And so she wanted me to do the CBD fluid, the CBD lotion, and the enzymes. But then also they did a pack of your healthiest gut, which would have, I don't know what the product's names are now, but at that point it was Balance, which I think is still Balance on the website from what I saw. And then the Rich enzymes. And then there was one other product, Vibe. And I think it's still Vibe on there. I'm not sure, but it was 3 things. That was like the multivitamin, which was the Balance, the Enrich, which was the enzymes. And then, the Vibe was like this energy, feel good. Who knows? I didn't take them all. Let me tell you, I didn't get that far.
Yeah.
But they wanted me to buy all the packs so everyone at the office could see what everything was about. I could give sell samples. Holy smokes. I'll tell you what, it was way too much for me to even grasp. I was so sick. I thought, you guys are crazy.
I can feel this. I can feel this person like salivating at you ordering all of this stuff.
Oh, they were. And they thought I was such an easy target because we had this business. And they thought, oh my, and they kept saying to us like, oh, all of these people are just going to buy. And oh, you're the perfect person. You're the perfect person.
You're a physical therapist. You have a degree. You're educated. You know, you have, you're in this space where you can help your patients even more. This will be perfect for them. Yikes.
Yeah. And it was, and it felt, and it's so, you know, now infuriating just in the fact that I felt so like I wanted the cure so bad.
Yeah.
And I think that's the bottom line for me is so many people I know now in my SIBO groups and just in gut health groups. And again, that health and beauty space.
Yeah.
We're all looking for that quick cure, right? We're all looking for that easy Like, I want it to be easy and I want to be as healthy as I was when I was 20. Well, I was there and I wish it was that easy.
Right.
It takes time. It takes patience, mm-hmm. and it takes really listening to your body.
Absolutely.
What makes you feel good and what doesn't make you feel good? And that includes exercise. That includes eating. That includes, do you understand what your stressors are? I mean, I didn't understand what all my stressors are. I kind of pretended like some of my stressors didn't even exist. And so we need to really pay attention to what is actually going on within ourselves and within our bodies. Because even my husband was like, I love broccoli. Broccoli is great. And would eat broccoli. And then his stomach would hurt. And I'd be like, why do you keep eating that? Yeah. It's upsetting your belly. And he's like, you're right. I only thought Brussels sprouts did that. I was like,
clearly the broccoli's not for you, sir.
Yeah. So you okay. just, I mean, then that's totally okay. Some people can eat broccoli heads, no problem at all. And sometimes that changes. Sometimes you can't eat broccoli and then all of a sudden you can. Your body changes and that yes. is okay. You just have to pay attention to it.
Yeah.
And I think that we forget that because we want that quick. Give me that pill. Give it to me.
Yeah.
And these people make it look like it's magical. Like it is, by golly, the fix of all fixes. And it is going to make you be able to fly tomorrow and never have to go to the bathroom again. You're never going to have to run to that toilet. And I'm just not sure. I actually am sure. Don't even listen to that. I am 100% sure that's just not the case. I know that the tests are out there and you should do those tests and you should really find out what the cause is. And if you've gone through a lot of tests and all of the answers have been you're normal, you haven't found the right test. And I can tell you that because I went through 7 years of testing and everyone was normal, but then I found the right test and found out what was going on. And that took a naturopath, you guys. That was not a general practitioner. That was a naturopath that said to me, I think we need to look at this in a different way. Mm-hmm. So maybe you haven't found the right doctor yet. Maybe you need a dietitian.
I'm just going to say, because I know for us women and specifically women of color.
Yeah.
When they go to the doctor, a lot of times they're just kind of like, oh, well, you know, they're fine. And if your doctor is treating you in that way and you feel that you are not heard, please go find another doctor.
That's
right. Please go find another doctor.
Oh, and I should tell you, I went through 6 different doctors,
mm-hmm.
6 different primary care doctors before I found one that would actually listen to me. I got diagnosed from 2011 to 2015. I got diagnosed with gastritis. Oh, you just have the flu. Oh, your stomach's just inflamed.
The most generic diagnosis for anything going on in your GI system.
Oh yeah. Yeah. 7 times in 1 year.
That's wild.
I'm sorry. What? I'm going to change doctors. But it just kept happening. Male and female doctors, everyone. It wasn't like I just went to, you know, one specific kind of doctor. I was open to anything. So just don't give up on yourselves. Continue to advocate for yourself. Continue to look for answers. And, you know, Dr. Google is not the only answer, but you can definitely find information if you look up the right things on Dr. Google. I don't promote Dr. Google like I'm saying Dr. Google as a funny thing because I am, but you can look up, like, how I find information is look up research articles on blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And don't just read one because some of them are phony, but look up and see what consistent information you can find because some of them are, I mean, as a scientist myself, I look up, yes, some really weird validity and specificity things, but look up research, find what is consistent for you and take it to your doctor. For goodness sakes, they don't know everything. If you find something that you feel like this is me, it's okay to print it out and take it. All they can do is say, nah, I don't think so because you have this and this and this. That's okay too. If they can explain it to you why you may not have that, that's okay. If they poo-poo it and say, just no, I'd say look elsewhere at that point. That's what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you, you have these tests, you were taking these enzymes, you went from 6 bottles in a month to 3 bottles in a month. What happens next? How do you get out of this? How do you realize, hey, this is not the product for me. This is causing problems. Tell us a little bit about like how you got out.
Oh, that was it. that was as soon as I talked to my naturopath and she ordered the test. I got it at my house, took the test, sent it back, got the results. So then it was 30 days off the product to make sure that everything was out, but doing everything else exactly the same. Mm. So for me, you just delete the one variable. Yep. And then retest. So a lot of people don't like that, but for me, I have to know, was it that caused it? So then
what were your test results after you stopped taking the product?
So my test results actually went back down to my normal, my level was between 59 and 60, which is not good. You want them down into the teens. But they went back down to what they were considering my baseline at that point. So okay. They had gone up to, they were almost in the 200s.
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah.
I mean, I was having gallbladder spasms. I was having what my doctor considered, I was having peristalsis pain. Peristalsis is when you can actually feel, well, peristalsis is your gut just moving, your fecal matter through itself.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could feel the peristalsis spasming. So they had put me on antispasmatics, 3 different kinds. I mean, I was on all sorts of medication because of this. This all started in November of 2018. As I started the medication, my doctor was also prescribing me, because I was having so much pain, more and more antispasmatic pain medication for my gut. And so I stopped that, and I immediately stopped taking the enzymes, retested, got back down to my level. And she said, you can't take that ever again.
Yeah.
So right away I was like, well, I don't want anyone to take it. And so I don't know, I broke probably all the rules, but every person that had taken it, which was only 2 people, I called and I said, I don't want you taking these. And they were like, I really haven't been. I said, good. I don't want you taking them. I don't think that they're good for you. And this is why. And so, I immediately just got out and just closed everything down and got rid of all of my product by just throwing it away and just said, you know, it's a loss, whatever. And I was just done at that point. I just, and nobody reached out to me. Nobody reached out and said, oh, hey, I saw that you, you know, got out. I saw that you closed down. Like, no one said a word, not anybody said anything to me.
No, but they sure did take that commission from the 8 bottles.
Oh yeah.
6 bottles that you ordered.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
well,
I think 12
total, actually.
Well, I mean, we see that a lot in multi-level marketing companies where people get excited about signing a new distributor, and this distributor orders a lot of stuff, and they start out strong, and you know, they're constantly being love bombed by the leader and other leaders. And oh my God, look at this success story. And then it's, you know, after that kind of fast start period where you're a brand new distributor, and a lot of these companies have like a fast start program where they are, you know, helping them quote unquote make more money in that first 90 to 120, 120 days, which is typically how long people last in the industry. Typically 90 days and people leave because they realize, wait, what am I doing here? I'm not making any money. You know, and the FTC shows us that. The study by the AARP shows us that. We have all of this data. It's not an opinion. Yes, I have my own experience, just like you have your own experience, and everybody listening probably has some sort of an experience. We're all on different kind of areas of our story, but it's data, it's fact, it's not opinion. Exactly. And so that 90 days, you know, people come and they go, and that's why you hear some of the, you know, some will, some won't. So what? It's because those people that don't stick around, anybody that genuinely cares about people is going to reach out to somebody just like Kay and say, hey, I saw that you canceled your account. Is everything okay? Are you all right? Like, what's going on? Like, let's talk about this. Or, you know, without trying to manipulate them into staying, somebody should have genuinely reached out and said, what's going on? You know, I haven't heard from you or whatnot. But this, we see this all the time, and I'll just be fully transparent. I did this too. One thing that you guys, if you are new to the podcast, or you're new to like my YouTube channel, the reason that I speak on these things is because I participated in the model as well. So this is not me just pointing the finger at other people. There, I did some of this too, because I was taught some will, some won't. So what?
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing. So, and your health now, are you feeling better? Have things changed? Good.
So much better. Well, I listen now. You know, it's a huge deal when you kind of just stop for a minute and stop that I'm desperate. You're not desperate. You actually just have to stop for a second and think, I'm not desperate. I have control of what is going on in my body, in the fact that what I put in my mouth, how much I move, how much I allow the stressors to affect me. It's a whole different thing. And I won't obviously get into all of that, but it's a whole different ballgame when you take the stop telling myself I'm desperate. I need to fix right now. Why aren't they fixing me? Mm. It wasn't about all of them. It was about me and the things that I needed to do. And so, yes, I am much better. I do not have any of these same issues that I had at the time and for many years. And it came down to just my gut needed to reset. And it took, again, time and patience. And I think that a lot of people fall into that pain point of, I can fix you. You take this pill and it'll be better tomorrow. And MLMs are really good at that.
Yeah,
they're really good at selling, I have the miracle cure for you, and you can make money from home tomorrow. Yep. You can buy this and sell it and help other people and make money tomorrow. And that, I mean, they're really good at doing it. And it's really sad, because it's, if you don't know what's wrong with you, it can make you worse, like it did me. And it's, if you don't know what's wrong, you need to know what's wrong first.
Yeah.
And then there's other ways to buy all of these things, like all of these ingredients that are in these enzymes. You may only need one of those ingredients. You may not need 12 things, and you might just be better.
Yeah. And I think that also is very prevalent with some of these MLM products, not just this specific company that we're talking about, but there are so many dupes that are something similar to these MLMs that are MLM products, I should say, that are so much cheaper and also not built off of a predatory business model, in my opinion. So yeah, I am so grateful that you reached out and we decided to have this conversation. I think your story is going to help so many people. And again, this is not meant to shame any MLM company. Just like I said at the beginning of this has been all about raising awareness and educating people. You know, when I started in multi-level marketing in 2007, there was no anti-MLM. There was no other side to do research. And I have to think back, had I known that if there was something that existed at that time, would I have listened? And I think I would have listened prior to joining. I think I would have listened to some other stories. And I'm so grateful that there's podcasts. I'm so grateful, you know, that there's YouTube videos out. And for those of you that are listening, if you're part of an MLM and you're questioning like what's going on, or if you're considering joining an MLM, you can go to YouTube and click on, like, if you're going to take information from this person trying to recruit you for their financial gain, I suggest highly look at the other side of it. Whatever company you're looking at joining, go to YouTube, click in the name, or type in the name of the company and type in anti-MLM and just start listening. And this is really just to encourage listening to both sides. If you decide, hey, I'm going to join this MLM, at least you've looked at both sides and you're well equipped with what you need to know to move forward. If you decide to not join, at least you have both sides and you've been able to do that research for yourself. You've got to be your own advocate. You've got to speak up for yourself, whether that is in your healthcare, whether that is, you know, in these business ventures that these these MLM people like to throw the pain points out. I always talk about, like, they throw out these huge fishing nets trying to grab somebody that's just as desperate as Kay has mentioned on this podcast that she was, looking for a solution to feel better, whether that's more energy, weight loss, fat loss, being able to sleep, managing pain. We're seeing that a lot with these CBD companies that you can get at any dispensary. So to sum that all up, don't join an MLM, friends, but if you are looking at it, make sure that you do the research, listen to the anti-MLM community, and should you decide to go that route, cool, but at least you're educated and you've seen both sides. So, Kay, do you have anything else to add before we close up this podcast for everybody?
No, I just thank you so much, and your information is priceless, and I appreciate that you do cite your sources. And I think that is also priceless. And no, I thank you very much. Thank you for having me. And I also agree, do not join an MLM.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate you. If you loved this episode, I would love for you to leave me a 5-star review, leave your commentary, those types of things. I really appreciate it. And I'll see you on the next episode. Have a great one, everybody. See you later. Bye, friends.